So we want people to understand the scale of the event, of the proposed development, which is absolutely vast. It covers an area the same size as the whole town of Faversham. And so we'll have some posters and leaflets describing that. We'll be also covering what the impact on the environment and the local wildlife will be. And we'll be available. People will be on hand who know a fair deal about the proposed development and to talk through some of the details. We've also got some information about the process, because this is a national planning application, so it goes to the government, goes all the way to the government, to the planning inspectorate, and it follows a very specific and quite long timeline before an actual decision is made. So the decision won't come until sometime probably in early 2020. At the moment, we are at a stage called acceptance, and that is where the planning inspectorate decide whether the quality of the application is good enough to be considered. So this application is 5,000 pages of information, and they're currently having a think about the quality of it. On the 14th of December, they will reach the end of the 28-day period where they can do that acceptance check. And if it goes ahead, then it moves into what's called an examination. And as I understand it, that's a bit like a public inquiry. And that will happen in probably March next year, and will last for anything from 3 months to 6 months. So that will be a chance for people who have an opinion to get involved. But there's a very important timescale. So from about the 14th or 15th of December, there will be a 28-day period where you can register to be involved in this phase next year. We've got a really strong message that we're not against solar. I think everyone in the group thinks that solar is a good idea if it's done in the right place. What we're seeing here is solar done at an unbelievable industrial scale with a very unusual orientation of the panels. It's going to look like a sort of fairly solid factory roof across an area the size of a town. So it could well end up looking like one of the world's largest buildings, and this isn't like anything anyone has ever seen before. So whilst we support solar done on brownfield sites, or done, for example, where there used to be a coal power station, or even on top of landfill where often other kind of developments are difficult, what we're saying here is that solar done at the expense of the environment really isn't the right policy. So we'd like to explain that view more to people that can turn up today.